Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday, 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle futures were really quiet to finish the week. On the live cattle, we were down anywhere from 2 to 5, so almost unchanged there on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were mixed. The November's down 25 at 146.37. January's, on the other hand, were up 15 at 144.20. So, again, really slow trading day without any real action on the cattle futures market. We've been trading sideways really since the end of October. Going back to on the December live cattle, the high was November 4th around 120. The low for the last couple of weeks since the end of October was about 118.37. So right in the middle of that range here at 119 and very little action. So I guess in some ways that is a good thing. Others, you know, of course, want some more action. But it's been rallying going back to the September 9th post-Tyson fire. Box beef at midday was up 52 on choice at 241.58. Select down 77 at 215.07. The feeder cattle index is currently above the November futures by about a dollar. It was 147.39 as of yesterday. Right now it's 146.37. The hog futures today mixed. We were 52 higher on the December hogs at 63.27.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with a word of congratulations for the many achievements of Oklahoma FFA members that were involved in the 2019 National FFA Convention. That includes Blake Kennedy of Tecumseh, American Star in Agribusiness, and National FFA Officer Ridge Hubanks of Alva, who was an integral part of all the general sessions during the convention. Our thanks to the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA alumni for their help in our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA in Indy. To see all our stories from the 2019 convention, click on the Blue Green Gazette graphic on the right-hand column of OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Today's grain futures market were mixed. We had corn down 4 to 5 cents. They continue to grind lower here. December corn futures are at 370 and 3 quarters, down a nickel. This is the lowest we've seen since the end of September, where they went down to 368 and a quarter. So within a couple cents of that low. The soybean futures did manage to hang on here and close up a penny. The January soybeans finished today at 918, up 1 and a quarter actually. But they're also have been kind of working lower since the middle of October. But they did rally today. And then wheat futures were down about 5 cents, both in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. The July Kansas City was at 440, down 5 cents. And we're right at the lowest level since the middle of October as well. So overall, grain futures aren't really feeling any effects of any pressure around the world weather-wise. So things are pretty good here worldwide in terms of that. Currently, the stock market is up 160 in the Dow, 27,907. So we're going to finish here on a record high. The crude oil futures currently, December crude up $1.04 at 57.81. Natural gas is grinding higher here, about 3 cents higher at 268. This week, the market's really been focused on the political impeachment news, as well as U.S.-China trade talks, with no real developments on either front.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.